Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurtz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of Matthew. We stay in chapter 10 today as we turn to verses 24 through 33. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for one small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. Today in Matthew 10, verses 24 through 33, Jesus offers profound insight into the reality of discipleship and the essence of courage and faith. He begins by reminding his followers that a student is not above their teacher, nor a servant above their master. This serves as a sobering truth about the trials and tribulations that come with the commitment to follow Christ. Jesus boldly states that if he, the master, faced persecution, his disciples would not be exempt from suffering either. In verse 28, he imparts a critical lesson. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. This verse underscores the notion that physical threats and worldly fears pale in comparison to the eternal significance of one's soul. Jesus reassures his followers that their spiritual well-being is in the hands of God, who holds ultimate authority over life and death. Moreover, verses 29 through 31 illustrate God's intimate care for his creation. Even the smallest sparrows, sold for mere pennies, are under his watchful eye. If God values them, how much more does God value his people? This reassures us that our lives, filled with uncertainty and fear, are precious to God. Finally, verses 32 and 33 emphasize the importance of acknowledging Christ before others. In a world filled with shifting values and pressures, we are called to stand firm in our faith, not succumbing to fear. Jesus promises that those who openly declare their faith in him will be recognized by him before the Father. In times of fear and uncertainty, let us remember that our souls, cherished by God, are secure. Therefore, let us be courageous in sharing our faith, knowing that our eternal destiny is far greater than our earthly challenge. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today my poem comes from Matthew 10. It's verses 24 through 33. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled even all the hairs on your head are counted. In shadows cast by fear we tread, where trials loom and bravely spread. Yet fear not those who seek to sway, for Christ our guide lights up the way. His words ring clear, a lesson bold. The servant's fate is not foretold. For if the master bore the pain, so we, his followers, must remain. What can man do, the body frail? But souls abide where fears prevail. In whispered prayers and steadfast grace, our spirit soars, no threat can trace. A sparrow falls without his gaze, yet we are cherished all our days. Entrusted souls in love's embrace, God's watchful eye, our saving place. Proclaim his name with heart aflame, in every trial we'll know his claim. For those who stand, he'll stand as well, before the throne, our truths to tell. So when the storms of doubt arise, lift up your voice and cast aside, for in his strength we shall not yield, with courage firm, our fate revealed. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookrood Wiggins. It's July 12th, 2025. Recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Remember, whoever denies me before others, I will deny them before my Heavenly Father. And that's Jesus telling us our fate. Don't deny, but comply. In Jesus, find eternal life. 7:33, our closing time today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.